the commercials.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Just out of interest, Agav, just something I came across this morning to divert from what's called from the halachos we're learning, and that is that I thought I'd spotted a printing mistake in my slichas. I bought the slichas about 35 years ago, so I'm davening from it every day, every year. And it's something that we all say, and the question is, where do we put the comma? Yes. What? A regular Eshkol Hebrew one.
Rosenfeld?
It's not the Rosenfeld, although I've got a Rosenfeld. And I've got an art scroll. And there's a stira between the art scrolls as well, between two art scrolls. We say, Al tashlichenu le'izikno, ki chlois pecheinu al tazveinu. And the next pasuk, Al tazveinu Hashem elokeinu, al tichat mimenu. How do you say that pasuk? Al tazveinu. Al tazveinu, do not forsake us. I said, and I always say, Al tazveinu Hashem elokeinu, please, O Lord, my God, do not forsake us. Al tichat mimenu, do not distance yourself from us. But then I saw today in the slichas, that there's a comma after the Hashem. So the way it reads actually is, Al tazveinu Hashem, please do not forsake us, Hashem, Elokeinu al tichat mimenu. It's not Hashem Elokeinu. It's Al tazveinu Hashem, Elokeinu al tichat mimenu. So I looked it up in the old art scroll, which is the regular art scroll with the text in full at the side on the opposite page, it says there, Al tazveinu, comma, Hashem Elokeinu, comma, Al Techat Mimenu, which is the way that I've been saying it wrong till now. Yes? In the new art scroll, which is the interlinear, the old art scroll that I looked at was a 1993 first edition, so they may have corrected it since then. The new edition that I looked at was an interlinear printed in 2017, and there it says, Al Tazveinu Hashem, comma, Elokeinu Al Techat Mimenu. And it comes from a posuk. The posuk is in Tehillim, Lamed Zayin, where the pasuk is written in the singular form, but there it says Al Ta'azveini Hashem, and there's an esnachto under Hashem to tell you this is the middle of the pasuk, this is the pause, and then Hashem Elokeinu Elokeini Al Tirchat Mimeni or Elokai Al Tirchat Mimeni. So technically speaking, one's supposed to split there that the Hashem belongs to. Then there'll be a Dvar Torah probably, if I have the time to look it up, on why we use the Lashon of Azivo, of neglecting or forsaking us, when we say Al Tazveini with the Shem Hashem, and when we say Elokeinu, we speak about God not neglecting us, but distancing himself from us. There's probably a Dvar Torah on that, I'm guessing. So if anybody's got any Ha'oros on it, has got time to look up in the Mephoshim on Tehillim Lamed Zayin, I think it's one pasuk from the end, in Tehillim Lamed Zayin, then it would be interesting. But I just spotted it, and it's after so many years, and I thought, hey, that comma's in the wrong place. But in fact, the comma is in the right place.
Huh? There are no commas in Hebrew.
No, we don't have commas in Hebrew. The commas are inserted by the printers in order to help us say it in the right way. Yeah, but we do have an esnachto in the middle of the posuk in Tehillim, which is where it comes from. So clearly, the idea is that the pasuk should be split in the middle into two. So it's just a horror for somebody to think about, maybe to change the way we say it in slichas, and to look it up and see whether or not there is. I'm sure there's probably more to say on it, just as an explanation. The Beledu will go back tomorrow to also Lavo Lifnei Hamaspalo, which, by the way, I can't find a. I find a Gemara as a source for it, but not a pasuk. So we'll see.
Start of the Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, Kaf Hei Elul, 18th of September, Rabbi Dov Ost Shlita, Interesting Sukkah Shilas, Audiovisual Part 2. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Norman Annabella Taylor to mark the chasna of their granddaughter, Rina Miller, Shatechia to David, Belila Nerayoi, he wrote Sen Shimon Bais, Nemovis, Shalom Shem Yisiloh, Lenishmas from Moshe ben Rabbi Yosef, the friend of Rochel, is 30 outside on the Yud Tes Elul. Lenishmas Rabbi Yosef Do ben Rab Shimon Michal Tzvi, the friend of Rochel. The Schuss Hashvun by Cholim by Melchamot. שאחסו לבותיהם לשלום במהירות.
Morning.
I'll bring the standard.
No.
I'll bring the standard.
Just for the recording, we do. Don't have to use it. It has to be neat.
Morning. So this is part two of our series which we started last week. Interesting sukkah shailas. And we'll try and cover some different topics today. So this presentation has, I'll have two parts. The first is an interesting topic called two halachas coming together. When I say halachas, we mean two halachas l'moshe b'sinai, two strange halachas, two halachas where, is there a way of getting the lights on?
Huh?
Is there a way of switching these lights on?
Yeah, you switch the lights back on.
Off.
Yeah, we're off.
Oh.
The lights are off.
So
you're talking about the perimeter.
Whatever, whatever lights we can get off is better. Beforehand it was good. Okay. We'll explain more what it means two halachas together, but the concept is going to be where we're taking two, strange halachas, two interesting halachas, where they both come together. We'll explain it more in detail as we get there. And part two will be using what we call less than four tefachim of schach posel to sit in the sukkah. Fine. Okay. So, part one. We may have all heard of the idea of good asik. Good asik is where a sukkah that has a wall of 10 tefachim high. Excellent. Perfect. Perfect. Just tell him to stop there.
That's fine.
It's good. No? That's it. Good. It's good. Where two halachas, where we have a halacha of good asik. Halacha of good asik means we have a wall of 10 tefachim high. This wall is at least 10 tefachim high, which is a perfectly kosher, good wall for a sukkah. However, it doesn't reach the schach. And in order for it to be used as a wall of a sukkah, we have to connect the schach, the wall to the schach. How do you connect it? Well, the answer is there's a halacha l'moshe b'sinai. They call it a very strange halacha, but it's a halacha l'moshe b'sinai that you take a wall that's 10 tefachim high, good asik, and we imagine that it continues all the way up to the schach. We don't need to meet the schach. It's enough that it's 10 tefachim that we can imagine if it goes out to the schach. Obviously, the gap we're talking about is a gap of 3 tefachim or more. If it'll be less than 3 tefachim, then that's what we call lovered, a negligible gap. We're talking about where there's a substantial gap of 3 tefachim or more between this wall and the schach. We can imagine as if the wall continues up into the schach, reaches up to the schach, even though it may be very many, many meters beneath above the schach. The schach might be many meters above the wall, could be up to 20 yamas, as we know, a sukkah could be 20 yamas high. So the wall might be only 10 tefachim, and the schach might be could be up to 20 yamas high. Then it's fine. We imagine if the wall from 10 tefachim continues all that. Actually, it's very interesting. This year I was asked about the new Peshvoske Beis HaMedrash in Antwerp. I don't know if any of you saw that they've opened the new, they re-renovated their Beis HaMedrash. They've got a massive, massive Beis HaMedrash now. It goes up 5 floors high. They've at the top, they've got a sukkah roof at the very top of this Beis HaMedrash in Antwerp. And they built a sukkah indoors as well.
And the Shabbos lift.
And what?
The Shabbos lift.
The Shabbos lift. I don't know. Yeah, it's five floors out. They've got the roof of the opening roof. The sukkah obviously can't be 5 floors out. 5 floors up is way too high for a sukkah. The sukkah is going to be suspended 9 meters off the ground. But the walls are not going to go up to the sukkah. The walls are not going 9 meters up. They're using 10 tefachim high walls, which will themselves continue up, imaginary, like we say, good asik, will continue the walls up to the sach at the top. That's the first halacha. Here is another classic example of good asik, where you can see the kitchen bar ends over here, and the sach is only over there. There's a great big gap between the kitchen bar and his sach. No problem. Good asik will tell you, imagine the wall goes up to the top. to the schach. That's the first halacha. Then we're all familiar, we spoke about this last week as well, the halacha of Dofen Akuma, where the schach and the wall are also distant from each other, but this time not in a vertical plane, but rather in the horizontal plane. And we've got a space of within 4 amas of schach posel between the wall and the schach. You've got this gap here, not a gap, a piece of non-posel schach, of non-kosher schach there, in between the wall and the schach. So there's, so to speak, a break. This wall over here is totally disconnected from the schach. In what way is this wall a sukkah wall? The halacha is doifen akuma. We imagine as if the wall bends round to the schach and meets the schach. And that's the halacha that can be done up to 4 amas, which is be'erek, give or take a bit, let's call it 1.8 meters, up to that amount. And here we have an example, another example. Here you've got the wall of this.
Can you eat under that?
You cannot eat under the doifen akuma. The doifen akuma is not considered part of the zuk, it's considered the wall. It's like eating under the wall.
You can't eat.
Oh, we'll talk about that. Mitzvah, if we get to that, will be the second half of the presentation. When it's more than when it's more than 4 tefachim, which is about that big, yeah, and up to 1.8 meters, then the wall is still connected to the sukkah using the halacha of doifen akuma. Yet you can't eat underneath it, and it's out of the sukkah, but considered if the wall has gone round. So we've here we've got an example. We've got the wall over here, the kitchen wall over here, and this is a section of ceiling.
Which one's doifen akuma?
Yeah, so this is the wall. It's maybe a bit difficult to see. This is the wall of the kitchen. And then this area here is the ceiling where the Arab is.
Oh, the Arab.
And that shows that the wall, let's call it, halakhically speaking, bends round to meet the schach. So now the question is, can these two be combined together? Does doifen akuma, bending a wall, work on an imaginary wall of good asik, where, let's take the example here, you have a wall which doesn't quite meet the ceiling, 10 tefachim high, but we would normally say you can stretch it. However, here, if you were to stretch it, it still wouldn't meet the schach, you'd still need to bend it round. Can you bend imaginary walls? And that is a big, big question. Mishnah Berurah discusses this. I mean, there's a big machlokes we've shown him about it. Magen Avraham and others, and the Mishnah Berurah in two places says this is problematic and cannot be used for a sukkah. So if one has a sukkah where the wall doesn't quite meet the schach, because it's only 10 tefachim high or more, but doesn't quite meet the schach, which on its own would be a perfectly kosher sukkah wall, and we add, in addition to that, there's a space on the horizontal plane between the schach and the where the wall will supposed to end, should meet of yes, very much so. It could be, as I said before, it could be up to, as I had in the sukkah in Antwerp, we're talking about 8 meters about. The gap is 8 meters.
A bookcase or a chest door to use it as a third wall.
Yes.
But doesn't matter how much.
Doesn't matter how, because the space can be as much as we, that was the picture we said before of the kitchen bar, where the space was a nice big space of a couple of meters, meter and a half there, or 2 meters there, between the kitchen bar and the ceiling. That's fine. So here we have an example. This was sukkah was built. This is a fellow in Stamford Hill, and he wanted to use this wall over here, the panel of the side of the kitchen bar, the kitchen island, as one of his walls for his sukkah. However, that small panel, when we measured directly up, we dropped a plumb line from, we brought up that where the panel would reach the roof, it would hit the ceiling over here, and from here to here would be more than the shear needed to be called schach posel, but rather it would need doifen akuma, which, if the wall would have gone to the ceiling, it would have been fine. Had this panel reached from floor to ceiling, then we would have been able to say doifen akuma, let's bend the wall. We can say that, we can say doifen akuma. Or had this panel, had the island been positioned directly underneath the opening of the sach, had it been directly underneath this, the edge of the sukkah, then we would have said good asik. We'd have taken that wall, the side of the panel, and imagine it goes straight up. And here we've combined the two. We've put good asik together with doifen akuma, and that's created a problem.
Like here, the island is not connected to the end.
Yes. So as a second.
Like
right, so as a second wall, not but as a third wall, yes. There are other problems with the sukkah.
Letter A got two words.
Yes.
Connected.
Correct. So that would be this model here. This model here would have two walls. You have the. Oh, why is it doing that?
Should not have three walls. What's the third
one? Yeah, it's difficult. Well, 1 second. Sorry, just trying to focus it. Oh. What is happening here? Sorry about this.
It's a bit windy.
Hey.
Okay,
I don't know, I'm not sure what's going on here with that.
Sorry.
Apologies for the...
Don't you need the Tzuras HaPesach between the oven and the ice?
So, let me speak about this. You've got a wall there, let's call it the bicycle wall, which is one wall of the sukkah. You can't see, it's off camera because I wanted to get a photo of this section, but there's a big patio door running along to the right of the picture.
Okay.
So that's the second wall. And then the third wall would have been this kitchen, the panel of the kitchen island, which would have been finished off, as you say, the letter A. Wall of the bicycle, the wall of the patio, the patio doors to the right, which you can't see, and then the kitchen panel will be the letter A. Does the letter A need to be connected? Does that foot of the A, let's call it, the kitchen panel need to be connected to the other two walls of the Tzuras HaPesach? Not if it's seven tefachim. Seeing as that the width of the panel is already seven tefachim on its own, it does not need to be connected with the Tzuras HaPesach.
The width of the
this width. Is 7 tefachim.
It has to be 10
tefachim high. 10 tefachim high. So we're assuming this is 10 tefachim high.
So it's good or not good, that sukkah?
So this sukkah is not good because of the point that I'm making here, that you're using good asik, in other words, schlepping this wall up to the ceiling and dofen akuma, bending it round. You're bending an imaginary wall. Bending an imaginary wall is something which you can't do.
How is it to the end panel next to the oven?
This bit?
Isn't that good?
So that itself isn't 7 tefachim, and especially if you... Okay, you can't see because of the... let's see if we can... Oh, sorry. No?
It could well be 7 tefachim.
It's about 60 centimetres. 1 second, sorry about this. Yeah. Let's stop there and have a look. So this...
That's a wall there, or what?
Let's put this here. Do you want to use this section here? Now, if you notice here, there's a dofen akuma. Here, we're using this section here of the schach.
It's deeper.
Means that this wall here is outside the sukkah.
So how is the island connected to the corner?
So this island, because this is 7 tefachim wide, as in width, 10 tefachim high, 7 tefachim wide, it formulates a letter hay. If you imagine the letter hay, two walls and a third wall, the foot of the hay being 7 tefachim, and that 7 tefachim doesn't need a Tzuras HaPesach to connect.
It's more than 3 tefachim away from the wall.
Correct. There's more than 3 tefachim space here. That's fine.
So it's completely freestanding.
It's completely freestanding. But as a letter hay,
as that be the third wall?
So when you're using a 7 tefachim wall, you can.
Irrespective of how big the gap is.
You can have two walls that, let's call it right angles, you said last time, not right angles, but two walls connected to each other.
Yeah.
And the third wall can be it can be distant from the two other walls, as long as it's 7 tefachim width. That's the letter, if you imagine the letter hay, so the space between the foot of the hay and the top of the hay can be as much as you want, as long as the foot of the hay itself is 7 tefachim in width.
What did you advise her to do?
This was a problem because it was it already built it. I would have advised them originally to move bring the island closer to the kitchen, to the sukkah. I mean, move it a little bit. It's not so far away. It's only a slight. Enough just to make it. It had to be within. Let's call it within 3 tefachim of the roof.
But you know, there's another problem, because when she opens these roofs, it's not going to be perpendicular, they're going to be over the schach.
Sure, these roofs are made to be perpendicular. Right, these roofs are made to open 90 degrees.
They open 90 degrees.
Yeah.
If
Yeah, they can add a board, they can put things up, but this is not what they wanted in their sukkah. They wanted it to be that you could just open the roof and not have anything at all, not have any issues. There we go. Here we've got another picture of a sukkah. Let's make it a bit bigger. We've got a bit of a messy kitchen. Yep. Okay, this is what he took the picture of.
Don't name them.
So we've got the counter here, which is already one issue. Okay, we'll leave that. Let's measuring directly up from the counter.
Just by chance, this counter, the top is sticking out. From
yes.
The side.
Yes. Problem. Within 3 tefachim, it's okay. Within 3 tefachim, it's okay. If it's a bar which is greater than 3 tefachim, then it's a problem. Yeah. So that was the first point I mentioned. If you
could ask it together with Eifel Kuma, you say it's not so good.
It's not good. Correct. So this is using good asik together with Deifin Akuma, and therefore this is a problem. It was a very touchy Deifin Akuma here because it's much closer. It's a very small distance. It's not as big as the other one. The previous picture was much bigger. This took a long time to measure this one to get it exactly, and then it was in between Rav Chaim Noah's share and Rav Chazon Ish's share and made things very complicated. But
the answer to the shirim is a problem with good asik and Deifin Akuma.
This way, if the good asking is Evan Akuma, that's what we're discussing. This is
so you said Shmuel's not happy with it?
Correct.
Which one is more makeable? The
Chaim Noyeshe
or the...
Chaim Noyeshe is smaller. Chaim Noyeshe is smaller, but actually it comes out in this case a Chumra.
So Chazon Ish will give you a bigger...
A bigger space before you have to come onto the Evan Akuma. Okay. So in this case Chazon Ish will be makeable.
What did you tell him to do here?
I told him he has to put a board up. I'm not going to be makel against Chaim Noyeshe.
A board up from the counter, further in towards the middle.
Yeah.
Can the door be opened? No.
The door can be opened. This was depending on how. This is a whole different question depending on the height of this this thing sticking out. Yeah. It's a whole story. This. Yeah, I don't mind discussing it. Okay, moving on to the second part of this presentation is using less than 4 tefachim schach posel. This is what you mentioned before about sitting underneath a certain section of schach posel. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Beis tells us that an area of 4 tefachim which is covered by schach posel invalidates sukkah. If it's a 4 tefachim strip of schach posel, then that invalidates the sukkah. It passes the sukkah. It's not. You cannot use that as your schach. However, less than 4 tefachim does not, and you can even sit and use it as a part of the sukkah. In fact, it becomes part of the sukkah. A strip of less than 4 tefachim, let's call it less than 32 centimeters. Let's just say, for argument's sake, 4 tefachim, according to Rav Chaim Noah's Shir, would be 32 centimetres, so less than 32 centimetres.
32 centimetres?
Yeah, less than 32 centimetres.
16 inches. I have a 16 inch
over there, which I can't use. Right, so if it's less than 32 centimetres, well, how many inches
maybe
that is?
Maybe Chazon Ish would allow me to use
it. Maybe he would, but it would be hard pressed to find the wrong is maker against Chaim Noah.
So, how much is 4 tefachim in the width? How long?
So let's just, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch we're talking about, it runs the entire length of the sukkah.
Yeah.
A 4 tefachim strip.
Well, how
does it go around the length of the sukkah? So then that area, let's say this one, a 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim square, a patch of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, doesn't pass the whole sukkah, but you'll not be allowed to sit under that. Less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim patch, a light fitting or something like that, which... Well, a light fitting anyway, it could be easier to sit under because it's part of the sukkah. But
how much is a tefach for a
pandemic? 8 centimeters.
And the chadish is about 10?
It's about 10, it's a bit less. 9.6, I think. Yeah. But less than 4 tefachim, which means say less than 32, let's say 30 centimeters of schach posel, a square or a patch of schach posel of 32 centimeters by 32 centimeters, less than 32 centimeters by less than 32 centimeters, you're actually allowed to sit under and you can use it as part of your sukkah. You can completely ignore it and it's perfectly kosher. According to the Shulchan Aruch, l'chatchila, says the Mishnah Berurah, some poskim are more stringent and would only allow an area of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. And he says, Yesh lahachmel lechatchela. Ideally, you should be machmel, like Mishnah Berurah says. The post yesh poskim that with an area of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Let's call it 24 cent, less than 24 centimeters by 24 centimeters. So, if you can't, if one's stuck in a situation where you can't, then you can be semich on. Even the Mishnah Berurah would agree you can be semich on the mechaba.
All the sukkah roofs where yes. The two sides open up.
Yes.
Leave a tray in the middle.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
On which the tops of correct. The roof.
Yes.
And that has to be less than 32 centimetres wide.
Has to be less than 32 centimetres for sure. And it, ideally, according to the Mishnah Berurah, should be less than 24 centimetres. And it is. He designed it specifically to be less than 3 tefachim. At least the one, BSD roof. Okay, maybe. But the one that... the Fortune designer sukkah, he makes specifically that central gutter... Where the thing is less than 3 tefachim strip, in which case it is totally kosher to sit under. He gave me the measurements once. I don't remember what they are exactly, but he sent me the measurement, the dimensions of it.
If it's a wood,
it's not wood. No, it's a metal. It's a metal. So it's part of the frame. I'm talking about this BSD roof. It's got the.
Once under the chiluk, we have the whole roof full of 32 by 32s or 28s. If it's a wood, that's regular schach.
Oh, if it's wood, it's schach. It's kosher. Yeah. But okay, well then there's another halacha. Sorry, but
it doesn't pass the sukkah. You can even sit under.
You can even sit under a strip of metal that runs out over, through the sukkah, which is less than 3 tefachim wide. It's totally nechatzchela to sit under, as we say, and that's how all these roofs are built, with a central gutter where the two panels of the roof rest on when they're closed. When they open, you're left with this central gutter in the middle. That gutter is less than 3 tefachim wide, so although it runs from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah, no problem to sit under it. We got the sach underneath it. You don't have to completely ignore it, even though it's metal, because it's less than 3 tefachim.
Some of them are made without it, no?
The older ones are made without, but then you have to open one roof first, then the other roof, right? That's it. So the new ones, he makes them now with a central gutter, where you can open either roof independently. I wouldn't say it better because it's not. There's no mile in sitting. Less than 3 tefachim is mamish lechatzchila. There's nothing wrong. Between 3 tefachim and 4 tefachim is, Mishnah Berurah says, is ideally you should be machmeh, but avada we can say mechzan on the mechaba.
Can I have a whole sukkah like that?
No. Well, we're talking about you've got your kosher sukkah. You've got 7x7 of a sukkah. Just you have a strip in the middle or on the side, whatever it is, of less than 3 tefachim or less than 4 tefachim.
Still against kosher roof.
Depending on the size of the sukkah, yeah. If it's a very small sukkah, by 7x7 sukkah, then you'd have to have 4 tefachim of sakosh and then 3 tefachim of sarpos, up to 3 tefachim of sarpos. If it's a bigger sukkah, then you can have more than that. But it's still, yeah, you have to have roof sakosh. Let's have a look at the sukkah here, so you can see the roof over here, the sukkah roof, and then he's got here a piece of ceiling where he built it in order that he should be able to sit under this strip of ceiling over here, where he's got a light. Let's have a look, take another picture there on the side. You can see he's got his light strip over there. So there, that strip is taka less than 3 tefachim, schach posel. One could sit under that. One should have been able to sit under that. L'chatchila, l'kuliyam. However, what he forgot to do is he didn't realize he had to measure not from the wall, but actually from the doors, and the doors are set back in the wall, and he ended up being more than 4 tefachim. Fi chazanish, he completely lost this one. This one is an interesting. The sukkah is kosher. Sorry, the sukkah is absolutely kosher in that case. It's just you can't sit under that area of schach posel. We're talking about sitting under a strip of schach posel. We're not discussing the entire sukkah. We're discussing sitting under a strip of ceiling, which is less than 3 tefachim of schach posel. This fellow here also positioned the roof very carefully within 3 tefachim of the wall.
But it's also not a window.
But the wall itself is not 10 tefachim high. And
that's easy to correct. You just make the counter higher.
Yes, that was the answer that we gave him. We told him just to put a few planks of wood on the windowsill. Because the depth of the 10 tefachim ended just there. That was the point of 10 tefachim. It was, Imam just missed it by 5, 6, 7 centimetres. And
in this case, now, go from the window.
Right now, you'd have to start from the window. which was in fact more than four tefachim. But as you say, the Eitzah was here was very straightforward. He all he needed to do was to put some planks or something on the windowsill, build up the windowsill to the height of 10 tefachim. Then the fact that the window pane is set back is irrelevant, because we now look at the good asik. We take that wall, which is 10 tefachim high, up to the windows, to the top of the planks on top of the windowsill, and sort of send it straight up. So this fellow, he built a sukkah. Again, he made sure to position the roof within 3 tefachim of the wall, and here he had no problem with the windows are quite high up. With a good stretch of 10 tefachim underneath it. But then, this piece of wood here, which is placed there all year round, is not kosher for schach. Although it's wood, and wood normally is kosher for schach, but if it's placed there all year round in order to support the schach, then it's not used as schach kosher. It's put there as a schach support. And that adds to the length, the distance. And
is
that
sik yeshuna or what? Why is it used?
Because it's not put there to shame sale. It's basically sikhishan, yeah. Therefore, the total distance here was more than 3 tefachim, although he was still okay because, as we said, the Ramesh Abruz says, lechatchila one should not sit under something which is 3 tefachim, but up to 4 tefachim is still okay. At the end of the day, the Machaba, Paschas like that, up to 4 tefachim is okay. So, this was it was a crank for him. It bothered him, but the Ramesh said it was okay. The wall is a good wall. The wall is a perfectly good wall. Devin Akuma would need to come on to 4 tefachim schach pasul. This is less than 4 tefachim schach pasul.
Yeah, I'm saying is you can sit under schach pasul, not 4 tefachim.
Up to 4 tefachim.
And you can also do that to a Devin Akuma as well. You can sit under the Devin Akuma.
No. Devin Akuma will be from 4 tefachim till 4 amas, and there you can't sit under it.
So why can't you do that? So isn't that a Devin Akuma?
So this is not Devin Akuma because it's within 4 tefachim. It's less than 4 tefachim. Less than 4 tefachim is mitzarev to the sukkah. And according to the Mechaber, you can even sit under it.
You don't have to come to the
tefachim. Yeah, you don't have to come onto there. You don't have to bend the wall. There's wall. It's considered tzchach. Less than 4 tefachim is considered tzchach. Moshe Brewer said less than 3 tefachim, but less. At the end of the day, here he was stuck. Yeah, he couldn't do less than 3 tefachim. Less than 4, you could use the Devin Akuma. Okay. So this is my message to everybody is that the truth is as up to about 50% of the indoor sukkahs have some serious issues. Wow. Some more than others, some in one area, some areas, some with doors being open, doors being closed, windows open, closed, walls too far away. I've seen sukkahs where they're built with one wall. I've seen a sukkah which is built just with one wall. What the fellow was thinking, I don't know. He built his sukkah in his house. He paid a lot of money to have his indoor sukkah built. It was only one wall. These are problems that I've encountered many, many times. And
wow. Well, put a canopy, one of those folding things inside.
Yeah, he can place walls, put some walls in. Yeah, that's what he can do. That's not what he paid to have in indoor sukkah for, to put up some wooden boards in his house. Yes. Okay. Very good.